You're listening to FUBAR Radio. When we waffle on FUBAR Radio.
Jangle, jangle, the Lord is lovely.
What?
Even though you know that. You know that one?
No, which one?
Sending them away now. There you go. And oh, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, honestly. It really is.
It's that time of year, Kat.
Oh, God.
Men are terrible, aren't they, when they get colds?
Rubbish. Really rubbish. There's nothing wrong with either of you.
Because we all hear, like,
oh, rough.
We're coming off the back of the Crimean War or something. And we're, Nurse! Tell my wife I love her. Oh. How is everybody?
What's up with you then, Laurie? What? Don't moan like.
Don't
like,
moan.
But how are
What's
you?
What's wrong with me, did you say?
What's wrong with you?
Are you guys?
What's your ailment, Laurie?
Just tired. Couldn't sleep last night because someone had their leg on my head.
Who? Whose leg?
Just this girl from down the street.
Wasn't even attached. Stunk of formaldehyde.
Yeah. Didn't get much sleep last night.
But if the leg was on your head, then that's all right.
No, yeah, but you can't
sleep.
You can't sleep with a leg on your head. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but
it's not in any Roger Moore Bond films. Excuse me, darling.
Is this your leg?
I can't get to sleep, darling. Can you imagine Bond, like, and they do all the bits, you know, where he just touches down, but he had a really ropey, you know, he's got dysentery. Yeah. And he's like, I'll follow up the lead in the morning. For now.
Gets out his little
2 minutes, just 1 minute more.
It's a great start to the show. It's less than 2 minutes. We're on our first poo talk.
Spadump, spadump. Nothing like a depth charger going down to... Mm. Especially when it gives you a little bit of a B-day free wash. You know, when it hits... Skadump, boop, bloop, boom, and you go...
No. I don't know what that means. I always put a bit of tissue down.
Oh, God,
because I don't
it.
Want...
Little trampoline.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to catch it. Mm-hmm. That's the sound you make when you're in the toilet. Me and Laurie are...
Laurie's petrifying.
No.
Oh, you don't like talking about that?
Destruction.
Yeah. I've said before, haven't I, that I dated that girl and I had a bad... But, I mean, you just can't, because we live in a world now where property is expensive... Houses are going to get smaller. There is always that thing, you know, the first time somebody comes over or you first meet and then you've got to use the toilet, which is basically, without the aid of a really thin wall, is about 2 metres away from you. It's terrifying.
Yeah, or, you know, first weekend away together.
Yeah.
And you have to time your poos and wheeze and stuff,
You're just thinking, when are you going to leave? Just go leave. Just go down to the... You can go down to the reception, see what time breakfast is. Well, I'll just ring them. No. Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I remember going on a sponsored walk yonks ago for karate. And I had a really bad... And I bowled into a service... Not a service station, a little nursery, you know, like... What do they call them? Well, that, you know, they sell plants and stuff.
Oh, right, guys.
And they were like, toilets only for patrons. I was like, don't, you can't stop me all the way. You know, when you've got that intonation. Yeah. No, can't help you. You're on your own. Bye. Fucking hell, it's coming or it's not. Either way, no one's a winner here.
I was at a hotel and my mate, it's not me, it weren't me.
Mm.
It got really late. Early in the morning, sorry, like about 3 or 4 in the morning, still a bit drunk. kind of almost sleepwalking, needed a number two and that.
Yeah.
Got up naked, walked, thought he was walking into the toilet, but he walked outside, locked the door.
Did he have any pants on?
No. Mm. So he went
and he needed a poop.
Yeah, he's like, so I heard him banging on the door, but I never answered it.
And he, handless.
And then,
that's a little person at the door.
Ooh.
And then
he got one eye.
He had to go downstairs, and then he said to the receptionist, "Can you let me in my room, please?"
There's that robot toilet in Bath, isn't there?
The Lorry 4000.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
It actually moves around.
But put your bum up against the sensor and your bum comes up and it goes, "You're not following around here. I can't help you. Please use the line on to do some break dancing on the way out."
How much is it, one of these robots?
I think it's only like 20p, isn't it?
Jesus.
But it's one of those where you put your 20p in and it goes...
And dry your shit.
Yeah, at the end, if you've done a really bad one, it goes, "Don't come here again, never again.
That stinks of shit.
There's no way I'll shift this. How can I shift this?" Turns to another computer. "What will we do, Scoodlebot 4000? Call in the Megalotron. What was that thing we were talking about the other day where there was so much poo in the port cabin?
Oh that's Laurie. Right.
You can't shift this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, can't shift this.
Yeah, when it's channeled, when it's channeled.
Well, okay, thank you for... this is When We Waffle with Laurie Peters.
All right.
Cat Fox.
Hello.
And me, Terry Minor. We're doing it a little bit differently this week because we're all a bit run down because of the weather, because when the radiators go on, so do the germs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in this room with these others, like Terry and Laurie.
Oh,
and
these others? What
these are the people.
Fucking nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're, like, making out. They're full of flu and stuff like that. And already I can feel...
Can you?
So I'm a bit trapped.
Do you feel a bit ropey?
Well, only since you both started talking about it.
Oh.
Men get it much worse, though. It's been proven.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You poor lambs.
Yeah.
Why?
I just made it up.
So what's a nonsense.
Just like a fucking moan.
What's a good remedy for it? You know, there's lots of, like, old witchy things, isn't there?
Yeah.
I know you like a bit of whiskey, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes that works. If you get it early, drink a load of whiskey and then...
just fall asleep.
See what happens.
I can't think of anything worse when you're really ill to get fucking blasted. Because you've got to wake up the next day.
I know. I drank nearly a whole bottle of Bell's once, thinking, "Yeah, this will work." And the next day, I just was just like destroyed, and I hadn't lost it at all.
No.
So you've got to be careful. You can't have too many.
I like oranges when I'm feeling run down.
Actual oranges.
Actual oranges. I find
vitamin C.
They're full of vitamin C. They're very refreshing well, and they give you a bit of zip of energy.
I thank thee for these vitamin C.
I thank thee, Lord. And now a quick song from me, Cat. Jangle, jangle, the Lord is lovely.
Vitamin C.
Oranges.
Bring a bit of frankincense, then a do it, Gary Mayo. Yeah, but that is like, you're just supposed to like open your windows a bit, aren't you? You're supposed to just ventilate your house, really.
Do you want to open them windows, Terry? Or do you want to
leave? We'll probably get loads of buses go past in a minute. That's what you, if you ever hear me referencing, you can't quite hear it on some, and I say a car pulled up, it's because a car pulled up, actually, in real life. Sometimes you can't hear it. It's just
that's
like
how real really life quiet we are.
Today, yeah, in the village.
What about a really hot curry? Blast it.
I don't know.
My appetite completely disappears when I get a cold, though.
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
How about that one?
Well, that's always there.
Mm.
I'll tell you what's really good, that service station on the A9. Oh, I do like a steam. Do you remember, like, watching my mum steam, like, 8 years, you know, when you put the kids' cowpox.
Oh. Yeah, or a bit of Olbass oil
that's
or something
it,
like that.
And then you go under the towel and it's like the cooking bowl.
Yeah.
Which is now going to smell of that for ages. And you just come out from underneath and go, oh, and you go back underneath. Oh, And it's you're magical, like, though, isn't it?
Pouring with steam and faces ruddy and red and stuff like that.
Oh, I tell you what my worst bit about a cold, the fever, the night fevers that you get.
Shivery.
And the weird shit that goes through your mind. Just got to get rid of that Tesco's carrier bag from the top shelf. Why somebody put the Tesco's carrier bag on the top shelf next to the penguin? It's like totally normal. And then you wake up and go, what was that?
I have hallucinations where I'm really big, but I'm really small at the same time.
What does that mean?
It really does your head in. It's just like, whoa! It's really...
Imagine if you were both ill at the same time and you're in bed with him and he's going, whoa! What do you mean? Your actual self are really small, really big?
Yeah, I feel like my mind, my head's like maybe about 200 feet big, and then I kind of look up and there's something bigger than me, but I'm really small, and I've got this sense, and it's really horrific. It's like there's a sense of scale thing happening in my head that's just confused. And then when I get out of bed, my feet are really big, and perspective goes all out the window, and it's just horrific. That's probably been my worst hallucination. And I've seen sharks on the floor as well.
What, when you've just got a cold?
Yeah. Well,
this cold is more complex than the average cold. Do you suffer from big small syndrome? Shark on the carpets. New Beecham shark on the carpets. Big small.
44,000 pills.
For people round here.
Ray Medallion's selling them. On
what
his website.
About, though, when you've been really ill and it's gone on for 3 weeks, it's got really boring, and it's gone. And you are walking about, you are shaking hands with people you'd never met, you're high-fiving. It's amazing, and it's like being out of prison. It's like, woohoo, fucking
Oh, your voice that's been like that for 3 weeks, all of a sudden it's normal!
Yay!
I think I had swine flu once for about 6 months.
Yes.
And I didn't even go to the doctors, just had it, it was like, And then Kat's like, go to the doctor's, like, nah, I'm all right.
It is a fine line because they do specialise in sort of tutting and being really short with you. Just it will go naturally. And it's like,
It's been 4 weeks. And it says, go to the doctor's in 4 weeks, a coughing. I'm going to go to the doctor's in future.
In the future.
Yeah, what a future doctor's going to be like.
Scuttlebutt. Swing, bam. Well, the future of doctoring is online, isn't it? Picking up your phone and going, I've got a headache, can you help me? They'll go, show us your tongue, and you go And then he goes, you've got to drink some of this vitamin C from Katrina Fox.
Yeah, drink some doody-doo juice.
Oh.
That's what you need. Yeah. Imagine if Eamon was your doctor.
Yeah, oh, I'd be
And you walk in and he's like, okay, well, we're just going to have a look at you. Ruth, would you mind taking her temperature? Should I take it from the top or the bottom, darling? Don't even bring that up now. Just take his temperature, love. It's all nice, you know. And eventually she just knocks something off a tray. It's the floor. No one says anything. It's just deadly silence.
Urine sample.
And you can see Eamon's face brewing. Cut to the outside car park of the surgery.
Animals running.
Have you seen the new John Lewis advert?
Yeah, I have.
What's thoughts on it?
I just love the idea of animals jumping up
better
and down.
Than an old person on the moon just on their own. I don't know what that was. I know what they were trying to get at, but it was a bit alarming at Christmas looking at my granddad on the moon all on his own.
Yeah.
And I know it's the truth, but...
Is that the John Lewis one with the badger?
Yeah, the badger and the
fox. It's funny because I nearly ran one over last night, right? And I just was like, whoa! Just
throw that on a trampoline. Dead. Dying.
And I was coming up the hill and I was like, whoa! You know, and I was like, ah! It was a big thing, you know. They are big.
They are. You can strap a saddle, go to market.
Big arses. And I said, oh, do you remember that time? When we was in that traffic jam. And
we have the best chat.
We'll always have the traffic jam, darling.
And I said, do you remember that time we were in that traffic jam? And I was near this, there was a junction to my right from like a university or something. And this badger came strolling out of the junction, just stumbling around like it just woken up and didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Cars going round it. It's like falling over. Big fucking badger, right? I thought, oh, that's tight. I'll go and get rid of that and put it in the hedge. So Kat's like, go on then. Great, see ya. I got out. So I'm in this traffic jam. Everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, what is he doing?
I go up to this badger and I forget. They're fucking pretty vicious, right?
They're vicious and they're big and they're full of ticks and all sorts.
And God knows what, you can get shit off them. So straight away, he looks at me and I look at him.
And then he's thinking about it. Yeah.
Are you feeling big and small right now? Because I am. Sharks all over this road.
Fucking thing charges me.
Yeah, well.
So I just put my foot out and it just goes... on the end of my foot.
So now let me get this straight. In front of everybody in the traffic jam, you're now kicking the shit out of a nearly dead badger.
Full-grown badger. So it's got hold of my foot, and I'm going, fucking get off, booting it around.
He wasn't booting it.
Well, I wasn't. I was pushing it around. I was just pushing it around. Nicely.
Showing it was bust, you know, fucking
and then,
idiot.
And then it turned on its side when it knew it couldn't get through my shoe. And it looked up at me, and it looked really nice. It was like, oh, don't touch me, don't hurt me. So I went down to pick it up.
Pardon?
Oh. Well, not to pick it up, but to grab the back of its neck, like you would a puppy or whatever.
Yeah, a scruff of that, yeah.
Yeah, and he's looking at me, and then I get closer and closer, and he goes, ah!
Yeah,
like that. So I'm like having to go, whoa, and I can look round and everyone's watching in this traffic jam just laughing at me.
Yeah.
So I thought, I've got no choice. So I put my, I didn't hurt it. I just rested my foot on its head so it couldn't move it, got the back of its neck, took my foot away, lifted it up. It was trying to get me, you know, and then I just lobbed it in a bush and it went off. That was it.
Oh, I was really proud as well.
And it was fucking heavy, man. It was heavy.
Yeah, I know, they're really big.
I had to get his arse. You know, like that. And he had a right pair of fangs on him and that.
Yeah. Is he heavier than our cat, then?
Oh, four times as heavy as that.
Yeah, they're big, yeah.
If it had got me, though, it would have, you know, yeah.
But I think, good for you, Laurie, because everyone else was just driving past. It was an accident waiting to be happened.
Oh, he was dead.
And you got off your arse and you went and did something about it.
Well, thank you. And the award goes to Badger Man.
Badger Man. For kicking the shit out of a nearly dead badger on the hard shoulder. Got his head. Can't look at me. Fucking owning it. This idiot. Where's me? Get me wand out of the... out of the glove compartment. Look at me. Boing, boing, boing. He's jumping. Yeah, we went to the seaside and we got very close to some seagulls and they started dive bombing us. There's about four lads, we were all on a day out. And everybody started picking up stones and started hurling it at these thingy. And I think I'd been
the
in the toilet. Yeah, I'd been in the toilet or something and I just came out. And you know when you're sort of not privy to something and it doesn't quite make it? And I'm just watching all my mates just hurling stones at this thingy. And I had to go over and say, what are you doing? And they were like, seagulls started it. And I'm like, that won't wash when the police turn up or the RSPCA and say, why are you stoning some nesting birds?
That's tight, isn't it?
They started it. They like, bloody did, though. Bloody... went to Brighton once for just showing off. Man of the world.
Jesus.
And I was having chips on the...
And chips?
Yeah, chip and fish. And seagull came down
and
to the fish straight away.
Oh, wow.
Whole lot. Vom.
Wow.
Boom, dum, out. And then I was really cross because I didn't have that much money. And then I went back to my car. And just as I got in it, a couple of them, Stuka, dived us and just covered the car in so much white shit. And then all over my shoulder. And I'm
and
like...
And a seagull got in the car, rubbed the car.
Might as well have done. Here, over Lionel. Fucking right, proper. Stop fucking around, Ollie. Pass us that crystal. What happens? Why didn't you take that crystal and use it when in your body popping days, and then you could have been like...
Well, this is another thing. You know, we're talking about being ill and that. My granddad used to hold crystals.
Really? What, when he was ill or when you
were when
ill?
He was ill and just been like...
like in Superman when they go back to his crystal place and they start dropping crystals in holes and it says...
Little crystals he used to hold him when he was ill. Said, that's not going to work. Do you want some...
crystal chair.
Hovering around in the front room watching Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike.
Was it Lucky Strike? Lucky with Michael Barrymore.
I like it, Lucky.
Well, now there was a Lucky Strike where the and it's been used for ages as an American thing where you go, there's a like a crossbow and you go and the left, right,
isn't that the golden gun? No, that's something else.
Maybe I'll go. Blah, 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 blah. There's a computer game on the station at the A9 called Lucky Strike.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams is back with a new album.
Oh, yeah, the one that's called... I'm trying to think of an album name for it.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch Illusion.
Is that what it's really called?
No, but it should be. Sasquatch Illusion.
Roof tiles, ladders and plumbing materials.
Yeah, it's the Botox years for him, isn't it?
Is it?
Has he done something to his face?
Yeah, because, like, look at my forehead.
Is that the name of his
And then look at his forehead, and it's like, sorry, you can't see this.
I just think since he got rid of Guy, he's not really written a great song, has he? Everything's a bit like, he's still doing that northern rapper thing, which is a bit, you've got to be really good to be a northern rapper.
Mm.
Not that it can't be done, but when you're like him, he does sound a bit like Lenny Henry, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Just doing... Oh, on the road of the house of the gun in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, no way, I'm using sellotape. That's what he's like.
Well, I wrote a rap once, a northern rap. I'm just trying to remember it.
Did it have pies in it or anything?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it did.
Probably. Where did it go? I got more raps than B.I.G. With me tea, I like me McVitie's. For me lunch, sausage and spaghetti. For me supper, proper roast and gravy.
Wow.
Well, the truth is, though, he wouldn't have cooked any of that.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The truth is, he would have just got a call and got sandwiches.
And
from me nan.
Jam sandwich. Fish finger butty.
What was it? And peas. I like these.
What was your demographic that were going, yeah, man, I love it when I start banging on about peas and shit, you know what I mean?
Biscuits.
How many times have you gone down your grandmother's and you've had, like, peas and they've been cold? I'm not having it no more, you know, I want a bit of, like, butter and mint and that, you know. And, bit, and also, where'd you get lasagna and stuff? That's a bit continental.
Oh, no, 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 I don't have lasagna in that one.
Lasagna?
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
We used to like NWA.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, we were in the middle of, like, lovely Britain. So if the police ever went past us, we'd just turn the radio down. And then as soon as they'd go, we'd turn it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had no reason to F the police.
Yeah, like the police.
It was quite like the police. Helping out on the underground. Young white person, perceived as slightly full of alcohol, but not a nuisance to the public as a whole.
So, talking about rapping and stuff...
Yes, well, my... Yeah.
We're talking to the experts here.
Mossy peas.
Like these.
Bird's eye peas.
Freeze. Don't freeze. Get on your knees and eat cheese.
Have a big sneeze.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes in the bag in the microwave. I'm not a slave.
Mm. Well, you started watching a show that your mate Carl recommended to us.
Yeah.
People Just Do Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, they're not really rappers, they're MCs, aren't they? They're like garage house.
What's the difference between an MC and a rapper? I don't know nothing.
MC kind of goes along with the beat, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And just does a lot of freestyling and hypes the crowd up and blah blah. DJ comes, where DJ's like playing the music.
A lot of DJs never used to like MCs. Like a friend back in the 90s and early 2000s, friends of mine that were DJs, said, oh, he's a fucking MC on tonight. And they would just chat all over the top of their music. So they'd be playing music and MC would come on and go, one's on a two's on a three's on a crew, this and that, and just go all over the top of it like they were being sick. And they just make shit up. Sometimes it wouldn't even make sense. They go, trees and a peas, outside please, go on about a peas, he's on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people
are
like, what the fuck are you talking about? Nonsense. How's your dad? How's your mum?
My mate came back from a rave over in Luton. They used to have one called Exodus and everyone would sort of go over and just sit in a car park for hours and then suddenly someone would turn up and you'd go to a place. And he told, first time he went before me, because I was away, I couldn't do it, and he was like, oh, you really love it too. You go there and then they start doing auction just to freak you out because everybody's really high.
Yeah.
And I was like, and one of my other mates caught him talking. He said, you prat, that's the MC.
Oh, right, because he's
going... He thinks he's going, oh, £4 line, you want to take it for the name? And he's going, bloody hell, this is amazing. It's really freaking me out.
Big shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought speakers.
I never got them, no.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, MCs. Like, they're all like... you know, fucking rewind.
We apologise to everybody in Asia right now. All the Indian MCs out there.
Indian MC.
He's done it again.
Double up crew.
Should we take a call?
Yes. Quick.
Well, fuck ups, it's me, your supreme fucking leader. Just playing on my guitar here. You joined me today. I'm in a little, one of those robotic pooperies, one of those robotic toilets. I'm just finishing up, if you will. But with no further ado, it's time for another extract from my book, Cincinnati Street. It was red hot in the city. Too hot, if you will. But I, unfortunately, had anticipated a cold spell coming in because of the time of year, and I'd ordered some wool hot pads. Strange they were, knitted off eBay. They were a very tight fit all around, strange yak's wool, with little braces that went up over the top, also made out of wool. I looked ridiculous. Cutie wasn't talking to me anymore, and he'd pulled his little putiner boat just a little bit further down a couple of lots. I woke up in the morning, and I looked out. He seemed to be having some sort of party. What the flip? And I'm not invited? I waved at him from Trump Peter, but he did wave back. He saw me all right. He just ignored me. I wasn't happy. And I went back in, and I had a cup of pure poopery. Sat back and thought, I don't need any friends. Who needs friends? I'm supreme leader of book club. I don't need that fucking asshole. But all day, the music blared away. Then suddenly I saw guests arriving, dignitaries from all around the world. Kim Jong-un, there with his big northern accent.
Oh, you're all right. How you doing, yeah? Oh, it's okay.
All fucking night, whining away, partying. I gave up. I went to bed early. I was depressed. But when I woke in the morning, Putiner was gone. Pulled out of the harbor, completely gone. I spoke to the harbormaster. He didn't know anything. A bus pulled up. I asked the bus driver. He didn't know anything. And I sat there perplexed. What's going on? And then a voice came. As the bus driver drove away, a voice came from the jetty.
Seems like everything's gone wrong, hasn't it, for you, Trump?
Roman! I haven't seen you for fucking ages since we dropped the sort of Jesus-heavy storyline, as I became the ultimate fuck-up taking over the world.
Yeah, I know, but I listened to episode 6 on the way down and I completely forgot about me, so now I'm back in. How about if I was to tell you how to get back at Putin, how to get back at King John Young, to whatever fucking name is?
I'd say, that's a great A idea, and I wanted fucking in, tickety-boo, straight away. I went to pull his winky, but it went hard instantly. I was like, ah, get off, that's ridiculous. Nobody's got a willy like Putin. It's really amazing. It's like the little eyes on a tarantula over a big set of mandibles, you know? It's like two huge acorns stacked up on their side with a little toucan just peeking up. Do you remember those things that you people used to write, what, no? With the guy with the big nose just poking over a wall? That's what his balls look like. Nobody had the same balls as Putin.
You come with me and I'll make all these people pay. But you're going to have to talk to a lot of people you don't like.
Not fucking Darren. Darren.
All the fucking shit that I've been from before.
I agreed. And I grabbed hold of his hand. And I pulled him into the water. Spoon! He clambered out, and we got into my little pink Panther car, which there was no room for him, so he just sort of held on to the side. And we drove into town to meet Darren. Tune in next week, people, to find out more amazing installments for my amazing story, which in no way is waiting at any time.
It's fucking grade A all the way along. Like my steaks, my phone, my answering machine, my property, my airline, all fucking grade A. So tune in next week, people. But until then, keep your bodies warm and fucking see you later, you fuck-ups.
Ask a question.
Yes, you may.
So what I want to do is, when we get close to Christmas, we'll talk about Christmas songs, we'll talk about Christmas. We'll do a build-up like 2 weeks before we go, because I think the build-up's really important.
What about an advent calendar?
Yeah, we could do an advent calendar. Yeah. Laurie and his crystal.
Yeah.
Laurie and his sand. Laurie chucking chocolate in a hole.
Laurie in a jam sandwich.
Laurie's mates in a pig pen hiding a sketch of a football pitch.
We could have a whole Laurie-based advent calendar, can't
we? Yeah, you don't want our mugs on it.
One where he's big and small at the same time. Him being a fridge wizard.
You're talking of...
Terry was asking a question. Sorry, yeah, Terry.
Is there a song from your childhood from, like... Is there something that... Because I really love Prefab Sprout. I loved Albuquerque. Hot Dog, Jumping Frog. Is there a song that's, like, really bonkers, kind of like... And there was another one called Kissing With Confidence. You used to go, do you have spinach in your teeth? In the classroom.
Yeah.
Do you remember... Is there anything that's sort of really stuck in your head from growing up that was a sort of dysfunctional song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one that's down in paper on top of the place is when you're there or there.
What?
Even though you know that. You know that one?
No, which one's that?
What is that one?
I don't know what maybe it is.
On the top of it, get big and if you're small, granddad's crystal.
Did you really make that up?
Yeah.
Aww. From the top of the bottom. That's a fucking Christmas single. From the top to the bottom.
Terry and I were like, really like, whoa, go for it, Laurie. Yeah.
No, go on.
I remember one because I didn't really understand it. There was a couple of like, of those types, but stop using sex as a weapon. Pat Benatar,
yeah.
Yeah,
didn't you do Love is a Battlefield?
Yeah, but you stop using sex as a weapon. I was like 9. I was like, what do you mean? Is that like your boobs? Hitting people with your boobs?
Make my boobs sharp. Ow!
Yeah. And I never understood the Hollywood, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax.
Oh.
Never understood
that.
Well,
the intro's really weird. And they had a computer game for the Commodore 64, which was called Frankie Goes to Hollywood, which had nothing to do, you know, with their raging sexuality.
Just like an 8-bit pixel.
It was an 8-bit pixel, and you were in a room, and the only way to get out of the room was to get in the bloody picture, apparently, because you were, and it was like, you wouldn't even know it, but it just used to go down, down, down.
But I mean, at the time, did you understand what the words meant?
No, and I remember Mike Reed, not Mike Reed Runaway, the other one.
The one with the...
Yeah, he banned it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He wouldn't play it because it was too...
Hmm.
But to me, it didn't... You know, like, how many songs have the word come in it anyway? Come into my life? Are we supposed to perceive...
Yeah, well, I remember my uncle got married the year it came out, and my cousin had a little singlet vest on with Relax, When You Wanna Come.
Yeah.
And he's in all his wedding pictures. He had no idea. His parents didn't know either. But there's a picture of our James like that, thumbs up, Relax, When You Wanna Come.
But even it could be like, you know, the Frog song, which got a terrible rap, but I didn't really mind that at all. I love Band on the Run. I think McCartney got a really bad rap, but he's all right.
There were lots of bonkers songs in the 80s.
Yeah.
Always
in the Kitchen. You know that guy who did Always in the Kitchen at parties.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Da, yeah. Da, da,
da, da. Oh, what about the toast one that I liked?
Yeah.
Paul Young.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of toast. Did you ever listen to that?
Yeah.
I don't know, really.
There's lots of crazy
that conversation, then.
I used to buy vinyl, so, I mean, as a kid, you know, probably something like you know, madness or
it's magic.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a 70s job, though, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's like, it was just like something that jarred you, you know.
Motorbiking. Down. Moving on a speedway like a street cop. Lightning.
That one. I love that.
Exactly. Anything that told a little story or a dysfunctional story. There's that helicopter song as well that I can't remember. An American female artist, and she was, and it just goes womp, 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 and she goes, "Mom and Dad." People will be able to tell as well. But there's tons of it. I used to love Building a Bridge to Your Heart,
yeah,
all that sort of stuff, and
Save All Your Kisses for Me, which was a bit like predatory.
Yeah, now you get that. Also, because I was a real, real child in the 70s, so I didn't quite understand it. But anything like Those Were the Days, My Friends, do you remember that? Mm. Those were the days. Yeah. It's got sort of a Jewish sort of old world equality to it. I was always like, I don't understand the macabreness of it. And I've said before, Money Money by ABBA used to just freak me out. And he used to go, ding, 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 ding. What's happening?
I quite like the stuff in the 80s that would go, money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Yeah, that was cool. And there was a few weird tracks a bit like that. But it got weirder as you leant more towards Frank Zappa, which is probably the other end of the... But that's more American, really.
So, question to you two girls. You know when your mum would give you a lift to school in the car or would pick you up and drop you off places? What was
I got the bus.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
I danced all the way in, like, you know, and then threw fireworks when he was trying to give me information. I'm like, don't fucking respond to that. Talk to the crystal, not the face. Fuck, don't bow. Come on, Carl, let's get the fuck out of here. Now let's see.
Then I fucking robbed her. So, look, what cassette, because it was cassettes in those days, did your mum have in her car, or your dad, when you were being dropped off?
Great question.
That's ingrained in your brain now.
Joni Mitchell.
That's trendy.
Yeah, that's well trendy compared to mine.
Joni Mitchell and,
Of course, your mum was always on her, like, car phone.
If you want him, you'll have to pay big fucking bucks, Johnny. Listen, at the moment, we're rocking the shit out of the Butlins. If Havens even want to fucking open up a conversation, I'm talking 50...
You never saw any of the money,
50
right?
cans of Coke.
I'm talking 50k at least. Don't fuck me around, John. I've got Pontins on the other line.
I always had Phil Collins' No Jacket Required.
Oh, well, it's a great album. I know everybody's bashed the fuck out of him. And yes, he did get really saccharine-y when it was Another Day in Paradise and stuff like that. But he was fucking brilliant. Mm. That In the Air Tonight is an amazing... Mm. Production. My mum had Roger Whittaker. So I grew up with... Because he was an amazing whistler.
Brilliant.
And loads of really weird songs like Lemon Tree Flower's Pretty, but the lemon flower is sweet. It's really weird.
Wow.
Driving up to like Hitchin and Nebworth and Stevenage from where my granddad's house was. There's all country roads in it and hay fields and all that. He would...
You sure you were actually driving and you weren't just in the driveway? And he was going, I'm turning around the corner, son.
Oh, the desert is hot today, isn't it?
He'd put
crystal on his gear stick.
He'd put his little tape with him and he'd play... Burt Bacharach kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, but there'd be, like, cheap covers.
Oh, that's nothing worse.
And it's just, like, instrumental cheap covers. But somehow they had a bit of charm about them. They were cheap and they sounded awful, but it was kind of like...
Cheap and cheerful.
You know, like, you'd buy stuff out of the back of, like, the Sun and stuff, you know. Like, you know, you get those cheap, you know... Four-poster bed for £1. Yeah. And they go, oh, it must be real. And, you know, they just get a little model back.
Yeah, that was all out of the paper, wasn't it?
Yeah. Shit out of the papers. Just, oh, a plate with
a cat on it.
Yeah, cat on it. Oh, £1. Real China. I don't know what I'm talking about.
My dad, he was a truck driver like yours. He had, like, the biggest selection of tapes. He had, like, one of those mini briefcases.
Oh, gosh.
And I just... flick it open and stare and be like, oh, whoa, you know, what do I choose? But he always choose some, like, Irish country type music. Right. There's a guy called Brendan Shine, you're probably not familiar with him, and he does a great repertoire of songs about potatoes.
Oh, wait.
He's got a whole song about spuds. Spuds, ah, sure, spuds are really great. Good old Irish spuds are on everybody's plate. You can boil them in their jacket, chipped or mashed with sweet. But the chips, no, the spuds that are growing in Ireland are sure the best spuds you can eat.
Oh, my God.
I love
that. Made for
that.
A long journey, didn't it?
Yeah. I better get that album as soon as it comes out.
That Spud album. Yeah. But yeah, mums and dads had different tastes.
Oh, dad had a great taste because he introduced me to Queen and the Eagles.
Wow.
Which I loved. But I did grow up with a little bit of Cliff Richard and Roger Whittaker. But I remember the first album they got that I adored, and that was Tango in the Night by Fleetwood Mac, and I just couldn't believe that they were playing such great music. And I remember, like, you know, whenever we went on holiday, I would go back into the car and play it. I love that. Diddly-ding, diddly-ding, looking out below.
Hello, Kat, is that you?
Hiya.
Oh, God, I'm not very well at the moment, Kat.
Oh, what's up?
I'm just a little bit run down at the moment. Me and Keith, they've opened a sort of Waitrose, and we're just hitting it hard at the moment, just trying some of the red wine. Getting back into red wine. Do you do red wine, darling?
I do it, winter especially, yeah.
Oh, God, you know, it's like liquid speed. If you want a great night, hit the red wine. Am I right? You can just talk shit all night long and have a wonderful time putting the world to rights. Am I right?
You're right.
Have you ever had, you know, the Zinfandel? The actual real stuff, well, the stuff that you can get from California, it's a lot more darker. It's not so rosé. It's really, really sweet tipple, and that's my tipple at the moment. So we've been hitting it too hard, as well as the old... Keith loves that. It's just going out of fashion all the time. So, you know, I haven't done any more squidge stick, to be honest. I mean, I've got a bit bored with it, if really. I mean, that's the problem. I'm in everything known to man, aren't I? So I don't really get much of a... you know, go at anything, really. But, obviously, I'm going to get them a soapbox, aren't I? Again, I, do you know what? I've not got anything to moan about this week. So, really, I just wanted to say, how's about just trying to be nice, really? Well, it's just sort of like full up with arseholes. It really says about 80%, if not 95% of us are arseholes. Well, that's it, really, for this week. And I just really wanted to say... let's all just... Oh, another soapbox. Fuck off with the Christmas ads already. I mean, it's hard enough as it is. Don't show the little shits any more of that. I've got 5 nieces and nephews. They all want shit off me. You know, when did it start? When I, you know, because my birthday's this weekend, actually. It's the same as Terry Minot's. It's the 21st, if anybody wants to wish me and Terry happy birthday or send me any products. You know, when I was a child, there was no... Oh, it's raining outside. There was no Christmas adverts this time of year. It's all got a bit crazy, isn't it?
It's getting earlier and earlier.
It's getting stupid, and all this plastic shit is going to end up in landfill, isn't it, really?
So let's not forget the real meaning of Christmas.
And what is the real meaning of Christmas? There's some Coca-Cola guy with a white beard. There is nothing, really. Why is it enjoying family and taking heed of what you've got and sort of hanging out and listening to your family's terrible politics, sort of, and you know, all that sort of jazz, isn't it? What will you be doing this Christmas? Are you going away or are you just staying in Britain?
Staying in Britain. I'm not sure if I'm going to be down here with Laurie or if I'm going to be up with my mum.
Oh, up with there, opening the polythene bags on the...
All our presents
Happy
are in.
Christmas. Don't bother with wrapping. Just use polythene bags.
Exactly. Back. What about you?
Oh, God, I'll be in Monte Carlo as normal. Just putting a load of money on Always Bet on Black.
Right.
Just to go with Laurie's terrible Indian rapping impersonation. Listen, I've got to go because I'm in everything, so I better go read the script for everything. But just try and be nicer to each other this time of year. And, you know, enjoy red wine. That's what I'm saying. If I did have to get a white wine cap, what's your tip on? You're a Prosecco girl, aren't you?
I like a bit of fizz, yeah. And if I go for... Well, to be honest, if I have white wine, it just sends me a bit bonkers, really.
In what sort of way? Sort of
like one glass and I'm on the floor. Two sips, actually, and I'm, like, getting there.
Yeah, that's bizarre, isn't it?
I'm, you know, I used to drink a lot in the 90s, so I'm very much a Chardonnay.
Me too. God, my drug habit was out of control in the 90s, but still is now, if I'm honest. But listen, where are you on champagne, then? Would you rather have a glass of champagne or a glass of Prosecco?
I like Prosecco.
So do I. And I'm glad all the snobs are sort of, like, flailing away a little bit, and we're all sort of like, drink what you want. Bugs Fizz.
Oh, Bill.
Baby Sham.
Yeah. Have you tried a fizzy red wine?
No, I haven't. It sounds really delightful. It's a proper red wine, not a rosé.
No, proper red wine. You get them in Waitrose. And, yeah, red
God,
fizzy
Waitrose
red.
Is good if they want to sponsor us.
Yes, they can give us wine. But, yeah, you have it cold. It's delicious. Just bread.
Just give us a free bag.
Free bag of bread.
5p bag. Cheers, Waitrose. Excellent. All right, well, listen, everybody take care, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
People of Earth, sit back and enjoy. As Laurie is. Cat's Corner. Cat, what have you got for us?
Well, I had a great weekend, thanks for asking.
Was it up in Leeds by any chance? Should we just get it out of the way, rip the plaster off now?
It was here. It was
Do you want to talk about Leeds at all? Because we can just get it out now.
No Leeds chat this week, I'm afraid.
So
sorry,
it's just
Leeds.
Me bringing up Leeds.
Then. Yeah. So it was my birthday, and thanks for all the nice wishes that everyone sent me and everything. And
I haven't got any.
We're talking about...
For none for your birthday. Hopefully I'll get lots for mine this weekend. Clang! I'll pick this up.
I got lots of nice gifts. Laurie got me some silicone earplugs. And
silicone implants?
No.
What do the earplugs do?
Just so you don't hear him snoring.
Okay.
So that was the first gift I got from him.
Happy birthday to Funk. Yo. Go on.
And then I got a mixing bowl. And then I got a bread tin.
A mixing bowl.
And then a recipe book. So he gave me basically a kit to make bread.
Right.
And some hand cream. Oh, but I got a really good present, which is a bit weird.
As opposed to all of Laurie's. Let's talk about good presents now. Go on.
One of my really good friends got me a statue of Mary, like a holy statue. Oh, yeah. And I was a bit surprised at first, but I've got right into it, actually. It looks really good in the garden.
Yeah, I think so, especially if it ages a bit.
It looks
really
good in the bin.
Yeah.
But the best gift I got, I don't know who actually got it for me, but it was a spa day. And I went for a spa.
Spa.
I went down the spa, got some Valencia white wine. No. I went to the Gainsborough Spa Hotel in Bath, which is this new one. Mm. It's uber posh.
Yeah.
And you turn up there and, like, you get greeted by a concierge person who takes you to, like, a cocktail bar of different fragrances. And they say to you, so how do you want to feel at the end of today, Miss Fox? And
I can't look good shit.
And I'd say, I want to feel like this, like, or this,
drank loads of booze in that before.
And they sort of, like, give you this little cocktail of smells, and they put it in a little pouch with salt in it, and then you're meant to sniff this bag of salt as you go around.
A load of bollocks.
Do they do anything else? You just turn up and sniff a bag that they've created.
Salt.
See you later. Thanks. Bye for coming. Tell everybody 5 stars.
Yeah. Don't forget to say good on TripAdvisor. £500.
What else happens?
And then you, they give you a special cocktail to drink of some, like, healthy fruit juices and
it's
stuff.
It's not alcoholic in any way, though. It's all health.
Not for the morning, but, you know, you get onto that later. And then a little man escorted me around.
How
all
do you
the want different
to feel
rules.
Today? How big?
He was probably a little bit shorter than me, about 5 stone as well, in flip flops.
Is that bloke from that, you know, what's he called? Works with Dale Winton.
Oh, Knick-knack.
Knick-knack.
Come to the throttle pull spot.
It was a bit like that, yeah.
Have a smile of the cocktail.
And he was like in karate outfit, and he would say, okay, this is the first pool, you have to go in there for 10 minutes, la 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 la. And then you went through all these different pools, ending up in an out.
It's a kiddies paddling pool. And then the cut with, open like, immersion
dirty
here.
Dirty posters in there.
Bloke comes out of the water.
Barukas.
Right.
But yeah, I went into 6 different pools, and then I ended up at this like lavender ice fountain where you just stand there and like you let ice go over you, and it was fucking freezing.
Yeah, imagine so. Yeah.
And then I had a treatment, and that was amazing, and had the most amazing massage, and it felt like there were about 5 different arms on me at the same time.
Probably,
you know, one of those
dirty bastards,
knick-knacking all his mates.
Probably, yeah, just getting people off the street.
rubber back. And then I had lunch, and I nearly got drunk on 2 sips of wine. And then it was all really, really lovely. And my question to you two fellas, you never see many folk, male folk, at spas.
Because we're not stupid.
Because I'm not really bothered if boys go on.
We go
up.
Do something we like rather than just somebody give us a bag with smells in and makes us go sit in 6 pools and then freezes us at the end of it. We'd be pissed off.
And then sends us off with some salt.
It's my idea of heaven.
Here's a bag of salt. Bye!
Like, what would be table your salt. Ideal spa day? And it doesn't
just
have to
no
have
spa.
But what would you do then as an alternative?
I could do something I like.
Like what?
I don't know. But on a Saturday, I'm having it. I'm having a great time. You know, doing my own thing. Well, actually, no, my Saturday's pretty fucked up. I go for a massive run in the morning.
Mm.
I really like that. And then I'm tired for the rest of the day.
So your purpose on a Saturday is to make yourself tired?
Yeah. So I can go lie on the sofa and go, I've earned this. And that's it. But I mean, I couldn't go fucking shopping.
Laurie, you like to go to the skip on a Saturday.
What, yeah, skip?
Hang around there.
What skip?
The skipping chips. Chipping them.
Yeah. I know the guys down there, so just like...
His pals.
Just go, all right, just knock about there for a bit, have a few brews.
Well, what's in the skip?
Yeah.
God, I don't know, God.
What you got today, Laurie?
Can I have that bit of Lionel?
Load of shit from Cat's car boot.
Hello, Kat, can you hear me?
Hi,
Ray. Now, listen, Kat, you're going to have to speak up. We're right in the middle of a battle. As you well know, I'm out here in Afghanistan leading the Taliban to glory, the glory golden days, down with the West, down with the East, if you will. Russia left this place in a right old state. So you'll have to talk up because there's explosions. We just pinned down an American base at the minute. And they're all... Yes, yes, Azerbaijan. The elders just talking to me there. They have taken me into their hearts because attacks have gone up 98% under my leadership. But it's the RAC, you see, who sort of like teaches you basic mechanics of how life works. Since I've been leading this branch of the Taliban, our hit rate is up 98%. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Yeah. But, I really like it. I mean, we've got Flog It on telly, so I don't need to get back to the precinct. I'll try and get back before Christmas, but I'm a very valued member of the team here at the Taliban, and I must admit to feeling quite at home. There's a lust for murder here that no one else puts Marcia into the grass, if you know what I mean. But I did manage to get to a payphone, ring back home, and get my girl to start feeding Princess. She was a little bit malnutritioned, you know, I completely forgot about her, you know, but she'd been eating the bird table.
Oh.
And I've got a water feature out there made of plastic as well. She's eating a lot of that. So she's still going, you know, but her body weight's right down. I don't advocate cruelty to animals. I think you can judge a country on its treatment of animals, but I just forgot in the sort of, you know, being stuck out in the jungle and there's an island here and all that. But as you can hear the gunfire, hang on there, just call him in there. Mortars! Hello, hello, hello! Yeah, just sending in the mortars now. You see, I've got a whole sort of brain issue here where I can sort of see how it's going to work. And they were very shoddy before I turned up, but as I say, hit rate is right up. We're going in with the mortars now, as you can hear them. RPGs! Sending them away now. There you go. And It's like shooting fish in a barrel, honestly. It really is. Enough about me having a whale of a time out here, slaying people left, right and centre. Let's get back to the more pressing issue, girl. How is your general wellness and fitness?
I'm a little bit worried at the moment.
What do you mean? What, you got, like, something wrong with the back door? A little bit of flap of skin, devil's tail.
No, nothing like that. Because, like, I'm hanging around with people who've got colds and stuff.
Right.
How do you keep yourself fit and well when you're out around people?
It's a basic misconception, Ken, about keeping a vitamin C doesn't do fuck all. Anything topping your rate up. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. But what I may say to you is try and cut down on your use of public transport, anything where the fucking is going around coughing and sniffing the place or in fucking cards, you know. Get away from that. Take your own vehicle when you can and air the house. You know, these are germs that build up and germs need heat. So basically, it's like Chinese medicine. It's to preempt it, to stop it at the start, rather than dealing with it at the end.
Okay.
But you don't matter how good your immune system is, if you haven't had that bug, you're going to get it. Now, when you're in the throes of it, you have full well control of keeping your vitamin C, obviously. Just anything you can, you know. But really, truthfully, it's fluids. Hold on, Cat, 1 minute. Machine guns! Go! Sniper, wake up, run up there. Boom! But yeah, fluids. Passing through. Think of yourself like Laurie's monorail back in Buffett. And think of water as the rail. Got to get it through you as fast as you can. Yeah?
Okay.
And then it will shift a lot sooner. A lot of people, they just don't take it in. But it's fluid. It's whatever it is. You know, cups of tea, cups of coffee. Coffee, mate, all that shit. Get it down, ya. Get it in, ya. Get up there.
Okay, and do you recommend a flu jab?
No, well, I myself am in the age bracket where I have to get it, but it can be a bit of a hit and miss. Obviously, it's always good to have, but the strain changes, you see, Kat, and they can't keep that strain for too long, so it doesn't always hit and miss. So there's a lot of people in the... Yep, hang on, sorry. There's a couple of American jets going past. We just have to take down 1 minute. Just take that. Yeah, keep your fluids up, but flu jab, stuff like that. I mean, that is for the elderly, but there's a lot of confused camps on it, if you will, Kat. So I would only start getting the flu jab if you need it.
Okay, no, I think that's very wise. Tell me, how's the boy?
The boy's all right. You know, the boy's come into his own. As I said, I hadn't seen him for a couple of weeks, but he trundled back into the cave about 4 weeks ago, and the elders don't really trust him. As I say, his skin's a bit blue now since the island, and he's not quite right, but he's allowed to sort. He's got his own little sort of like bag, you know, like the bags of feed, animal feed. I kind of threw a couple of them up around some bamboo bits, and he sort of sleeps out there at night, but... yeah, he's all right, yeah. As good as he'll ever be. I don't think I've ever had a couple of words out that make any sense, but he's all right, he's around.
He doesn't want to go back? He didn't mention it?
I've not really talked to him. I try and avoid it, Kat, if I'm honest. I try and avoid talking to him. None of it makes sense, and he tends to get all lovey-dovey, and I just do one, you know? But listen, I've got to go, because we're going to go... Take the two cars, go round the perimeter. Round the perimeter! We've got to go, because we're going to storm the base and just finish them off there. But listen, stay well. Any of these mugs on public transport sneezing and coughing, point at them like in fucking Invasion of the Body Snatchers and go, CUNT!
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as someone's everybody, anybody listening to the podcast, you're down on the platform, somebody sneezes, coughs, don't cover it, go, CUNT!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
it's very easy if we all do that always. But I've got to go. I'll speak to you later.
All right, take care.
Whatever!
Thank you for listening to the show. We cannot do it without you. Please keep using the socialisation, keep spreading the word, because we need to push this further and further, and we need to keep this going because it's obviously great fun for us to do. And spreading the word is one thing you can do. Kat, is there anything else they can do?
Just keep socialisationing, I think.
So more of what I said, right?
And reviews always work, and just grab your friend's phone and make them subscribe to us. That would be absolutely brilliant.
But start telling other people about it if you think it's brilliant. I'm sure you will anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just finally, there's no Cat's Corner this week. However...
There was.
No, Cat's People.
Cat's People. Although we would like to say, happy birthday to Terry Minot!
Yay! Please send all things accordingly to Terry Minot's Goods Inn.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 59995 on the road. Don't give me any shitty presents. Only grade A presents.
No spa days.
Why don't you give your address out if people could?
No, what is he feeding?
I'll be mad.
You'll have taxes turning up. Yeah. Pizzas, the lot. Anyway, sorry.
Fire engines.
Have a great day on your birthday.
Thank you very much. Lots of love to everybody. And please take care of yourselves. Love you. Bye.